Hello, everybody. Right. So we're starting off this podcast just telling you all about what's going to happen throughout all my podcasts. So basically what's going to happen is I'm going to be talking about different things along the way. I'm going to talk about LGBT. I'm going to talk about racism. I'm going to talk about bullying and all the other topics that we can talk about. If you have any suggestions of what I should put for my podcast, if you have any topics that I could possibly talk about, you're passionate about, call in and I will listen to all of your requests and we'll see what we can do. So yeah, that's all I have to say for now. I'm gonna talk about something in a minute, but before we do, let's just have a little song. I know it's a bit early to be having a song, but let's start it off strong, this podcast off strong. And instead of hearing my voice throughout the whole of this podcast, which you'll probably hear most of throughout the podcast, I'm going to start you off with a little song. Now, this song is probably still in the top, I'd say top 50 in the charts. I haven't had a look on the charts yet, but I would say it was there. This is Thank You Next from Ariana Grande, so enjoy. Okay, guys, that was obviously Ariana Grande with Thank You Next. Now, let's talk about what this episode actually is all about. Now, I said in the beginning that it was going to be about different topics throughout my episodes, podcasts, whatever. And that's true. But the first one we're going to talk about is bullying in school, because I know a lot of you out there would probably more relate to this one and a couple of the next ones that I do talk about. And that is bullying in school, or in bullying in general, right? I think we could all say we've had a time in our life where we have been bullied, if that is in school, or if that's in college, or if that's in uni, or just in a day-to-day atmosphere. Because we all have, well, most people have bosses and all that sort of stuff, and sometimes you could class that as being a bully, but obviously not really. Certain things they do, you could class as being a bully, but not necessarily. But in general, let's just talk about bullying in school, because that is more likely to, you know, be realistic. That's what most people experience, right? By the way, if you have had an experience or you're going through an experience like bullying, don't be afraid to call in, right? I would love to hear your guys' stories and opinions on things throughout all of my podcasts. So just call in and, you know, we'll have a discussion about it. But first off, let's talk about my experience with bullying. Now, I've got to admit, I have never been bullied, but I have been the bully. Now, some of you might know someone that has changed from what they've done in high school. So they might, in high school or in primary school, they might have been a bully, but they've probably changed throughout their life, throughout their growing up, you could say. And to be fair, I have grown up a little bit. I have I have gone through a lot, let's say. And you'll realize that throughout all my podcasts. But yeah, I've got to admit, I did bully people. I was the bully in primary school. That was probably the worst time for me to bully people, because obviously I was young and there was younger people, younger children, let's say. So anyway, I'll explain what happened, everything that happened. I was dyslexic, and part of not knowing that you're dyslexic, it makes you lash out a little bit. And, well, not a little bit, but a lot. And to be fair, I lashed out quite a bit. I lashed out on my family members. I lashed out onto my friends in primary school. But they didn't realise that I had problems. They just thought, oh yeah, their little kid being a nuisance, being a kid. But no, it was more than that. Basically, I bit people, I punched people, what else did I do? I pushed people, I was shouting at people a lot. Basically, I was not the, you know, I wasn't the nicest of kids, let's say. But I had a reason. I was dyslexic and no one knew. Like, I didn't even know. But as soon as I got into high school, they still didn't know. They still didn't have a clue. They still didn't have a clue, but I was determined to make a change in high school. As you do, you know, you go either into high school and you want to make a change, or you go into college and you want to make a change. So that's what I did. When I went into high school, I was like, I'm going to make a change. I'm going to be potentially a good girl and not do anything bad. But it wasn't that easy. I was still, everyone was still in the dark about me having dyslexia, and excuse me. It was hard, not knowing what to do or where to look to. I don't know, you know what I mean? I just didn't know where to go, what to feel or anything. So obviously I did, like, I was like on detention. I had detentions. I was put on report a lot, just for like my not caring attitude, really, throughout. But in year, I'm gonna say, excuse me, I'm gonna say the near the end of year 7 and into year 8. I think that's right, is it? 7 and 8, yeah. They found out about my dyslexia. They tested me. They found out about my dyslexia, but it was too late. Like, honestly, if you are in high school, in college, even having a 9-to-5 job and you're still in the dark about having dyslexia, it is hard for you. And I do kind of understand. I do understand how hard it is, because for me, it is hard, because if you knew at a younger age, it would be a lot more easier and you could figure it out and you could find out ways to deal with it. But in high school or even in college or even 9-to-5 job, it is kind of hard. So I would recommend, if you are having kids, or if you have had kids and they are in primary school, I'll recommend you going to the school and asking if they could test your children for dyslexia, for ADHD, whatever they could do, whatever they could test your kids on, test them, because it will be a lot more easier for you and it will be a lot more easier for the kids. So just keep that in mind for the next time that you do go back into that school, take your kids into school. But yeah, as I say, I just was lashing out a lot because of my dyslexia. It was part of my dyslexia, but I would say I was a bully. And I have I am admitting that now, because it's not right to lash out on people, like pushing them, biting them, and all that sort of stuff. But people can change. Kids can change. And you'll probably see that as you grow up. But if they don't, then yeah, there's something wrong. There is something wrong. But I have changed. I've got to admit, I have changed a lot. If that's for the better or for the worse, I don't know. but yeah, people can change no matter what. And it probably will take time. So just be patient with people, be patient with your kids. And yeah, that's all I have to say for now. I mean, I will get back to what you guys, like what experiences you guys probably would have had, and how to deal with it and all that sort of stuff. So stay tuned. And we'll see where this podcast will end up. Excuse me. Oh, but got a bit of a cold. Sorry about that. So yeah, this song that I'm gonna put on now, it's more of a let's relax kind of song. Let's just chill out for a little bit song. Right, but it's still an upbeat song. I'm not gonna put any sad songs on, don't worry about that. But it is just basically just, you know, it is basically like saying have a little bit of a celebration, have a little bit of a have a little bit of a relaxing time with it, with life in general. So this song is Last Friday Night by Katy Perry. Enjoy. Alright guys, that was Katy Perry. Love Katy Perry, I really do. And she's one of the people, to be fair, we're just getting right back into it, you know what I mean? She is one of the people that have inspired me to grow up a little bit and be a better person. Well, try and be a better person as I can, because, you know, yeah, Katy Perry probably has been through a lot through her life, and the way that she's dealt with it, she's an amazing person. I'd love to hang out with her one day. Yeah, you heard that, Katy Perry, if you're out there. Probably not, but you know what I mean. but yeah, there's people that can inspire you to be better people. So look up to them. When you're obviously either being bullied or you are the bully. But I have some tips for you guys. If you are being bullied, these are some tips for you. You might not want to come forward and call in about being bullied or even you've been bullied. But these tips are for you guys. And I'm sorry if you have been bullied or if you are being bullied. It is not nice, I understand. Yeah, it's not nice, and I don't like it, that's why I'm talking about it today. But, yeah, You guys are amazing people. You've coped. Well, you've tried to cope. But yeah, just know that I am here for you. And I will put an email in the description of this episode so that you guys can email me your stories and we can discuss your stories in private if you want me to. Just so that it's not on air and it's not, you know, it's not public to people. It's just that I can help you and I can give my little bit of advice or, you know, try and inspire you or whatever you want me to do. I could do that privately. But just call in if you're brave enough to say it publicly. But I understand if you don't want to say it publicly, like, don't worry about it. You are strong no matter what. Just think about that, okay? Anyway, on to these tips and these little, like, tricks or whatever. Number one, if you're getting bullied in school, just try and find people that want to help. Like friends, for example. If you have friends or if you've got people in school that feel sorry for you, not that they should, you know what I mean? But if they do, be around them people. Be around people who will support you. Even if you have to go up to a teacher, you have to hang out with a teacher. Or if you have to, I don't know, if you have to be outside of school and find people that are supportive, like if you're online or something, just find people who are supportive and stick with them, because if you've got friends and you've got people around you, you're most likely to try and stick up for yourself, you know, when it comes to being bullied. Number two, make sure that you are comfortable and you are secure in your own body, like you love yourself before you go ahead and you start to love other people. Because if you don't love yourself, and people are bringing you down and bullies are bringing you down, you're not going to love someone. You're not going to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend and love them to the full extent. You need to love yourself before you could love others, and it might take a long time. Like, don't be afraid to keep searching for ways to love yourself. I'm still doing it and I'm 18, you know. So yeah, don't worry about it. Just even if you have to take time away from friends or family just to figure out if you love you, well, ways to love yourself, then do it. I've done it. I'm doing it right now, honestly. And I'm just glad that I get to talk about my feelings, my thoughts. It's kind of a therapy session, so if you need to have like a therapy session, you know, and you need a time away from the bullies or whatever, go to something you love. That's number three, actually. That's number three. If you have any hobbies or any interests, like if you love photography or you love playing video games or whatever, make sure you go to that that hobby, interest, whatever, and you just take time away from the bullies and what people are saying, because you are worth something. You are worth something. That's why, if you weren't worth something and you were and you weren't loved, then God wouldn't have put you on this earth. You know what I mean? It's not what God wants. He doesn't want people to hate other people. And I know there's a lot of people out there that do hate other people. But if we can change that, if this podcast can be shared to everyone and make a difference in the world, then I've done something amazing. And yeah, this might not be the ideal subject to talk about when it comes to violence and stuff, and shootings and stuff, but I will talk about that in other podcasts, so stay tuned for that. But yeah, just stay with like people that love you. Honestly, it is worth every single breath you take. So yeah. Come on, what number? It's either number 4 or 5, one of them. Is just to stay away from cutting and bruising yourself and any guns or anything like that can harm you in any way, because you are amazing no matter who you are, and you know you are loved in some shape or form, whatever the saying is. So don't hurt yourself, don't harm yourself, because you yourself, you're going to make a difference in this world. So just think about that. You are going to make a difference no matter where you go, what you do, or who you are, because you're the ones who have gotten through a hard time of people either verbally bullying you, excuse me, or physically bullying you, and you are strong. If you can go through a person punching you, kicking you, verbally assaulting you, then you guys are the stronger person. And I gotta admit, sometimes I do have people not accepting me, and that's perfectly fine. Don't accept me, but I would rather they not accept me than bullying me, like physically or verbally. Okay, so any bullies out there, and you know who you are, if you are bullying an amazing person, just know that no matter what happens, they will get through it, and they don't need you in their lives. And it doesn't matter if you've changed, and it doesn't matter if you've they think you've changed, you are a bully. And trust me, I know this, because no matter if I've changed, no matter if I've wanted to be a better person, the description of a bully is still in my CV. Now, I'm not going to put that in my CV. Don't put it in your CV, because it's not good on your CV. I've said CV too many times. I'm so sorry. But in real, you know, that is basically who you are. You can't hide the fact that you're a bully. Okay? So don't bully people. You can change. And the people who are getting bullied, I'm sorry if you are, but you are strong. And I believe in you guys. So if you are being bullied, or you have been bullied, and you can't come forward and call in and tell your story, go to the email in the description of this this podcast, this episode, and email me anything, anything, your story, like situations that you need advice on, questions for me, anything, because I want to help the people. I want to help people be better people with their problems. Because I genuinely want to make a difference in this world. And if I can make a difference by giving people a purpose to stay with us, then that is amazing, because I don't know, it just makes me feel better when I've given someone an understanding of life, or have given them a place to come if they need any help, or if they have any questions or whatever. So if you're struggling with anything, if that's coming out or racism, bullying, anything you want me to talk about in my podcasts, just either call in or just email me at the email that I'm going to add after this. And we can talk about it. We can add it to the podcast if you want me to, or we could just leave it private. It's up to you guys. So this song that I'm going to put on is I think it's in the charts. It's from Halsey. I don't know if that's the right name, but we're going to go with it, okay? So, enjoy. Hey guys, just to remind you all, if you are struggling with bullying, or if you are struggling with anything, call in and I'll help you out. But if you need any help and you want it to be private, you can email me in the email that is in the description of this episode. So don't worry about that, guys. I have your back. So, what should we talk about now? I don't know. I think we should have another song on, because that'll give me a bit more time to think about things. And also, I need something to eat. So I'll put a couple of songs on for you guys to listen to while I just go and get something to eat and think about something to talk about. So I'll be right back. Not going to be long. I know that this is probably going to happen throughout my podcast a lot, that I'm going to put two songs on at the same time or back to back. Just don't worry about it, guys. That's probably my break. That's probably just a time for me to evaluate what I've done and what I could talk about. So I'll be right back. Don't worry about it. I'm not going far. See you in a bit. This is a couple of songs for you guys. Hey, guys. I just genuinely want your guys' stories and stuff like that. But I'm going to put it in the next podcast that I do. Because this one, I feel like this one has gone a little bit too short. But I have no idea what I'm going to talk about next. So I'm going to stop this podcast here. Well, not here, but like after this me talking. Because I want you guys to have a chance to call in, and I want you guys to have your opinions or ask questions or whatever. So I'm going to tell you right now what I'm going to do in the next podcast. I'm going to talk about my story. I'm going to talk about LGBT. I'm going to talk about coming out. And I want you guys to ask me questions, call in, ask me questions. And I'll answer them. And also your guys' stories as well, because I want to see if you guys have got the same sort of story as me, or if you've got a totally different story. So call him, and or email me if it's too much and you want me to just if you guys want me to just keep it private and you want me to just see your story and you don't want anyone else to hear it, email me, and the email will be in the description of the episode. So yeah, that's all I've got to say. Follow my social medias. They'll probably be in the description as well. They'll be in the description of the episode as well. And that's all I've got to really say for now. And then obviously in the next podcast, I've probably got a lot to say. But this is going to be a short podcast. I'm sorry about that. I should have really planned it better. Next one I will plan better. Don't worry about it. But yeah. That's all I've got to say. That's all I've got to rant on about. So see you in the next podcast. And remember, call in if you've got any stories, questions, or you need advice. That's all I've got to say. And peace.